You are listening to the Curious Human Podcast, powered by the Prairie Collective. This is a space for you to deepen your wellness practices, connect with humans that inspire your evolution, and learn about topics that are going to help you navigate the challenges of the human experience. Hi, and welcome here. I'm your host, Rochelle Taylor, and today I am so excited to connect you with Natalie Bell. Most affectionately known as Peg City Lovely, Natalie Bell is a blogger, social media influencer, and Black Lives Matter activist. As her Instagram handle would allude to, she is also Winnipeg's biggest fan, and I'm so excited because she is also the virtual retreat host for Prairie Love 2020. Natalie's love for the place that she was born and raised, Treaty 1 Territory in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and the people who call it home fuels her work, which is rooted in connecting people. She is an advocate for shopping local and Black-owned businesses, and her work highlighting these businesses in Manitoba inspired the website Black-owned MB. This social dynamo is full of spunk and personality. And in this episode, she shares her powerful practices that she uses daily to cultivate presence, connect with her passion, and show up and share online with such authenticity and grace. She also shares the changes she's witnessed in the last season and the ones she hopes are still to come. Before we dive in, I want to tell you all about Prairie Love 2020, the virtual wellness retreat happening September 18th through 20th, live streaming from the heart of Canada to curious humans everywhere. If 2020 has you feeling uprooted, exhausted, and curious about what's next for you, this is the space you've been craving. We've gathered inspiring humans from across the country to share movement and breath workshops, speakeasy sessions and creative courses, inspired ideas and pieces of their hearts. This is space for you to recalibrate, reconnect, and remember who you are. Create your custom itinerary from 15 wellness workshops designed to support you in this season of change, transformation, and collective evolution. We know it's been a hard year financially, and this space for connection is so needed in this moment. So we've made this content really accessible, and early bird tickets are less than $50 and include access to all recordings for 7 days post-retreat. Sound exactly what you need right now? Snag your tickets before the early bird deadline on Tuesday, September 8th at theprairiecollective.com/prairie-love. Okay, it's time to meet your host, Natalie Bell.
Hello.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you on the show today. Welcome here.
Thank you for having me, as always.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm so honored to have this space. I know you're a really busy woman and you're up to so much incredible stuff in our community. So I want to talk about that. And so you are a social media influencer, Black Lives Matter activist, and passionate about supporting Black business and Black owned, and yes, working your butt off doing all of these things.
So yes,
for anyone who follows you at Peg City Lovely on Instagram, you know that Natalie Bell puts so much energy into the content she creates and into connecting with your community. So I am so curious, what inspires you? What inspires you to show up every day, all the time, in all the ways?
It is the connection with people. Mm. You know, we are human beings, we're social beings, and the amount of people that I continue to connect with online and offline, their stories and learning people's stories, you just get to know so much about people, and I love that. I thrive on it. And so I really wanted to have my own kind of space, my safe space, where I could do that be myself, speak my truth, tell my story so people could get to know me and do the same with others. And I just, it's really my passion for people. I just love being able to do things like this, right? Chat with people, see what's going on, what makes them tick, what makes them smile, what makes them joyful, what's going on that drives them, you know, to think of, you know, those negative thoughts. What are those things that we can do and talk about or share that will help each other? And it's really just the passion for people. And that's probably why I've been in HR for 20 years.
I think that's on the HR handbook, passionate about people.
Yes.
But I love that. And you do a really great job of normalizing things that we often sort of don't feel called to post on social, right? Yeah. Things, even things as simple as lunches and meals, but then as big as periods and monthly or even just fluctuations in mood, right?
Yes.
This is how I'm feeling today, but I'm choosing to work out anyways. So I think that is really amazing and I commend you for that. And so your journey began in this blogging influencer space. Why don't you tell us about how it began?
I'll tell you. So it's been about 8 years. Mm-hmm. So I was, okay. So back in the day on Twitter world, I used to be chatting with people online all the time, connecting with people. And then I was like, you know, I'm following and listening to and reading from all these different bloggers. And I'm like, you know, I really think I should start my own blog. But at the time, working full time, you know, didn't think anything of it. Then boom, I become pregnant. And I'm like, mat leave. Mat leave is when I'm going to start my blog. And that's exactly what I did 8 years ago. I started July 2012. And Peg City Lovely just came to me. It's funny. One of the bloggers I used to follow always used to call me Lovely. And so I was like, well, Peg City Lovely. I'm Lovely. Peg City Lovely. There we go. So 8 years ago, began that journey. Started off like a mom blog, you know, just talking about my baby boy and my zombie mom vibe. Never getting any sleep, all that kind of fun stuff. And it just evolved into, this is just me living life. And these are all the things that happen to me in life. And I know they're happening to other people. I'm going to share it because I don't know who it will help or who will have some advice for me for things that I'm dealing with. And so it just morphed into this fabulous personal brand that I, you know, it's honestly the longest job I've ever had. So it's fantastic. I live for it. I'm passionate about it. It's my baby. It's my other baby. My only baby.
Right. Everyone else has grown. Oh,
yeah.
So sad.
Yeah.
Well, and I love that. And that concept of evolving, right? Because when you're sharing authentically with what you're living, you know, like you're not going to write about being a mom to a newborn right now.
No. I'm not going to write about pets because I don't own any.
Right. So it's that evolution. And I think that in what we're going through right now, we're all being called to evolve, right? In different ways. And I love and appreciate the space that you hold to show that, you know, it's okay to evolve into new voices, new content.
Absolutely. We're changing every day. So how can I still be speaking as if I was, you know, in this zone 8 years ago when so much has happened, right? Mm-hmm. Not to say that it, you know, I don't care about that stuff. Of course it happened, but that's just a part of my toolkit now for everything that's happening now.
Mm-hmm. And I want to chat about everything that's happening now.
So much.
So it's been just over 3 months since the murder of George Floyd that has activated so many people to stand up for Black life. Yes. And you have been a leading voice here in our community in Winnipeg in this movement and spoke at the local protests. And so I want to know, as a Black woman, in 3 months, mm-hmm. what have you felt? What changes have you experienced and felt? And then what changes would you continue to like to see, or that you haven't seen that you would like?
So in the last 3 months, has it just been three? I feel like it's been longer.
May, June, July, August.
Yeah.
Very, very long months.
Yeah, I know. It's been a long time. I would say that I have seen some genuine change in other people speaking up that are not Black. I have seen some really good traction from different brands, organizations, businesses on recognizing the importance of Black Lives Matter, and that whole, it's more than a movement, it's more than a moment, just Black Lives Matter in general. And so that has been great to see. I would love to see sustainability. I would love to see that momentum carry through. I would love to see that become something in our governments, in our policies, in our HR policies. It's so much more than, and what people have seen, just the social media aspect. It is so much more than that. It is the day-to-day that we live. That is the crux of where we need to see the change. And so while I am genuinely appreciative of the different people and like I said, organizations, businesses, and brands, and all those folks that are speaking up and becoming allies, if you will, I love that. It's now about sustaining that till as long as we need to sustain it. Because of course, as you have seen, yes, as you have seen, we go through these, you know, George Floyd's murdered, everyone's in an uproar, so much going on. People are just sharing on social media, everything. And then it, you know, oh, it's summertime. Things are kind of dwelling down. Then Jacob Blake, and then we're back up again, right? And Breonna, and like, there's so much that continues to happen that we can't lose sight of the fact that when we do get to those little lulls where people are not talking about it anymore, we need to bring it right back up because it's still happening. We see it. We have seen it in 3 months. It continues to happen. And so my one ask or my one wish would be to see that sustainability continue on in the next few years and months and years, and as long as it takes to start to see real change in the world.
Right. And I think until it becomes innate.
Until we don't have to talk about it anymore because it's not a thing.
Right. Yeah. I love that. And I am a believer in the power of action. Right. And I love that it's keep taking the actions.
Yes. Because right? that's what you can do. You can listen, keep listening, listen to understand. And then what are you going to do with that? You can't just listen. What are you going to do with it?
Mm-hmm. And a lot of, you know, money really is energy at the end of the day. It's our exchange of energy. Yes. And so I'm focusing on this transfer of wealth to the most of my capability and power, and through support of Black owned businesses. And yes. So you are a huge advocate for Black owned and I'd love some clarity. Did you start the brand, or the brand was started inspired by your Instagram stories?
That's a good question. So I, as this was all going on, of course, I was like, we need to, because you know, I'm a huge local fanatic. Mm-hmm. I am Winnipegger, born and raised. Winnipeg is like my heart, my soul. It is everything. So local is number one. One of the things that wasn't happening though was we weren't seeing a lot of our Black owned businesses. And so I curated, and I just sat there and I just kept curating all these Black owned businesses that I knew into an Instagram highlight. And then there were these wonderful, beautiful women that kind of took that as a base or as a foundation, and they made the website blackownedmb.com. And it's curated, it's categorized.
It's beautiful.
It's fabulous. It's exactly what we need. I'm still urging so many businesses to make sure they go in and register and make sure their voice and their business is seen on there, but it's fantabulous, right? And it's one of those things where we all kind of came together to create this in different ways. So yeah, I curated on Instagram. I'm not a big website guru or whatever, but Ima, who is a ridiculous graphic designer, you see her, the branding for it is gorgeous, right? The Bahati sisters are already super strong businesswomen, already doing their own thing in the community. So the fact that they just kind of took it and ran with it is amazing. Love it. And this, like I said, it's just, these are the types of things that just continue to cultivate community, to continue to show other people that this is how we do, you know?
Well, and hopefully inspire more young Black entrepreneurs, or any Black entrepreneurs, not just young, but to know that there is a support system, you know, that there is a place to go and get more exposure and
absolutely.
And then for well-meaning white folks who want to you know, contribute and support and do what they can with what they have, it's those simple shifts, right? Yes. And then there's a resource there to, so it's like, it helps everyone. It's such a great idea. So thank you for your piece in it.
Thanks.
We'll shift gears. I just want to talk about Prairie Love for a bit, mm-hmm. because you're our virtual host for our virtual retreat, taking our attendees through the weekend and giving them spaces to connect with each other. I know that, you know, in the work from home world, we are, you know, Zoom fatigued, and it's hard to balance, you know, wellness in your space, you know, and showing up for yourself in your space. So as a curious human, as an active woman who loves to move and believes in mindfulness, how do you prioritize or balance that Zoom life connection, other humans, with feeling connected to you?
So that's a good question. I think it's really about how can I move with this technology mm-hmm. at this point. And so, yes, right now you and I, we're sitting down, we're talking. I can get up, I can stand, I can stretch, I can still talk while I'm doing that, right? I can make sure that if I have a Zoom meeting that perhaps, or, you know, when I'm thinking of Prairie Love, I'm thinking I have my phone. That's what I do. That is, it's like an extension of my hand. I'm surprised it's not here right now. it's an extension of me and my hand. So the one great thing about this technology and things like Zoom fatigue, of course, we know that it can take away from your day to day, but how you use it is so important. So having that phone and being able to walk through a neighborhood with you, to be able to walk through a pose with you, to be able to talk with you and share with you something that I'm seeing, that is how we connect, right? Mm-hmm. I really believe in taking those moments for yourself and setting those boundaries for yourself to take the time you need to just take that breath, take that pause. And if you have people doing that with you, they will then start to see, hey, I can take that breath, I can take that pause. And so for Prairie Love, it's going to be really exciting to see how that kind of plays into the whole weekend, because we will be online, but we will still be connected, because there is so much more to just having that, the screen. It's the content, it's the people, it's the conversation, it's the language we're using, it's what you're going to see on the screen as well. And we just bring that all together.
Yeah, amazing. I love that. and this reminder of, you know, this web, where so many humans from all over in a common, you know, class or purpose.
Yes.
Even though you can't see it, we can still connect to the feeling mm-hmm. of it, right?
Absolutely. And that's what gets me excited. I mean, most people would know I'm very energetic, right? Just a little bit. But Prairie Love kind of does something a little different to me. That energy is there. It's just a little, it's not the bursting fireball energy. It is that calming energy. It is that my soulful vibe energy. Mm. That's what's coming for Prairie Love, right? Mm,
yeah.
It's not about the, although there may be a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I get excited. But, you know, I do have my reserves. I'm just saying.
Well, no, and I like that analogy, and we are currently cultivating the tagline for the virtual experience since it's shifted, and adventure in is where we're at. And so it's like taking that same enthusiastic energy that we pour out, and let's take that same excitement, that same willingness to show up and do, you know, and direct it inside.
Yeah, right?
And it's an adventure. It's a scarier adventure in most cases.
But it's gonna be that's what makes it even that more compelling.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, and necessary. I think right now so many of us are feeling uprooted and like unsure and unsteady. And let's adventure in and learn to steady ourselves right here. Where we are.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so one last question.
Sure.
I'd love to know your mindfulness practices. How do you move, breathe, connect, grow in your day-to-day?
So the one thing I do in the morning is I take that time. So I have this window beside my bed. And I do this often on Instagram and share that I'm about to meditate or have a mindful moment. And I will just sit there on the floor and I will do, you know, a 5 to 10 minute meditation mindfulness practice to start my day, just to get my focus together. Because working from home with everybody at home is no joke. It's no joke. And so I need to set my intentions for the day. Then throughout the day, again, Zoom calls, or we use WebEx and those types of things, taking breaks for myself to ensure that I'm not distracted, to ensure that I'm focused on the work that I'm doing. I know that I'm not in the normal office space. And so therefore I take those 5 to 10 minute breaks just for myself, to go for a quick walk, if it's just to the mailbox, if it's just around the block on the trail, whatever that is, to just experience that time to myself, to ground myself. I'm in typically outside. I go outside for the most part because there's just that connection with the fresh air and nature that is just so, it just speaks to your soul. And just even that 5 minutes can totally change how the rest of your day looks. And so similarly, after dinner and everybody's done all their things, same kind of focus before bed. What are the things that are, you know, helped me through my day? What am I grateful for through my day? What are some of the things I'm looking forward to tomorrow? And just kind of bringing back that, you know, sense of calm, sense of being, just being me before I go to bed. And then the cycle continues each day. It's really, you know, I think people take meditation and mindfulness as something that they really have to work hard at, or it's a chore. I think some people think that way because they've never, you know, taken the time to actually do it. But I don't think people realize we're being mindful all the time. Those kind of decision-making things that we're seeing or we're doing, you know, in our peripheral, we're mindful. It's just a matter of how do we control how that affects the rest of our day, how that affects us during a daily basis. And so I just take those moments in time because I need that to be Natalie, right? Mm. I need to, in order for me to be Natalie to my husband, to be Natalie to my kids, to be Natalie to my dad, my sister, I need to have those moments for me, and they can be brief. And it's okay. I think people get caught up in the, I need to do a 30-minute meditation, you know, those types of things.
Or else it's not worth it.
I can't do it. But
No.
Those little bits of time add up. And once they become such a habit in your life, you will recognize a total shift in how you feel, how you move, how you communicate with people. And so mindfulness, as much as it's a very big topic for a lot of people, it can be so simple. And I can't wait to share how simple that really is for everybody.
Oh, I'm so excited for Prairie Love. We're just a few weeks away. In the meantime, if listeners want to connect with you, where can they find you and best support you?
Anywhere in Winnipeg. No, definitely Peg City Lovely is my handle everywhere. And that is where I am. I love when people message me. I love to answer those DMs. I love to engage in conversation. So please reach out, say hello, tell me your favorite avocado dish, because that's my thing. you can find me anywhere using the handle Peg City Lovely.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, take a minute to give us a 5-star review and help us connect with more curious humans. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.